This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So down at the Wilson Building Room, down on Pennsylvania Avenue, the press conference with the mayor, Josh Harris, and even the commissioner, Roger Goodell, is about to begin. We're going to carry it live. It's the announcement that will announce a deal has been reached between the team and the city to bring the team's football team back to D.C. to play on the RFK site. We'll hear a lot of details, I'm sure, about what the plans are. And I would assume some of the questions will be about, you know, how far it has to go to get done, because there are things like a city council vote and a lot of zoning issues that could get a lot of neighborhood and residential pushback. We'll see what happens there. But this is, you know, as we've known for a while, good news. And this is news that would have never happened with Dan Snyder. Like, just, I've talked to so many people over the last few months as this was becoming more and more of a possibility. Once, especially in late December, the land was cleared to be controlled by the city. And that is, you know, everybody consistently across the board said it just doesn't happen with Snyder. You know, part of it is, believe it or not, Snyder just didn't have the wherewithal in that moment to be able to fund the part that Josh Harris and his group is willing to fund. It sounds crazy because $6 billion later, you know, net of what he owed in debt and everything else, call it $4 billion plus, he's doing pretty well. But the Virginia deals and probably the Maryland deals, the Maryland offer would have looked perhaps better to him. But it was very difficult for anybody in the city to do much for Dan Snyder over the years. Josh Harris and company have owned this team for basically a year and a half. It'll be 2 years, end of July this summer. And they have, you know, an elite quarterback coming off the team's best season since 1991. And now they will announce, you know, with the mayor, a deal to bring the team back to the RFK site, back to the city. There's a lot of information that we got, but it was embargoed until this 11 a.m. Announcement, just if you're wondering. And so that's why we haven't gotten into a lot of the details. And you'll hear them talk about it, though, here at 11 a.m. And there's been some reporting out there, the Eric Flax and the Post and Megan Flynn and Sam and Nikki have all done some excellent reporting as well. So once they are ready to roll, we will take you live downtown for the announcement. By the way, in, you know, mentioning all of the sports that happened this weekend, because it really was busy. We had two Caps games since we last spoke. By the way, Friday night, I thought they got outplayed. I also thought the officiating seemed one-sided in that game. But also over the weekend, in addition to the draft and other things, the Nats took 2 of 3 with another game scheduled today at 4:05 against the first place Mets. They won a one-run thriller on Friday night, lost a very competitive game yesterday 2-0, and then won on Saturday, and then won yesterday 8-7 with an incredible comeback. In that game where they rallied over the last 3 innings for 7 runs after they trailed 7-1 to beat the Mets 8-7. So really good weekend for the Nats. The Nats are actually in last place Actually, they're not now. They're a half game above last place after the win yesterday, a half game ahead of Miami and Atlanta. But look, they have played much better than I think a lot of people thought heading into this season. And James Wood and Dylan Cruz. Cruz had another home run yesterday. For Cruz, that's his fourth of the season after he started off so slowly. Josh Wood, another hit yesterday, but they have been really hitting. And generating a lot of offense. It's just a different offensive baseball team than it was a year ago. But after that slow start by Dylan Cruz, he had kind of that breakout game in Colorado. But over the weekend against the Mets, 6 of 11 he went with a home run and an RBI. So good for him. Right now, what they're doing downtown is they're showing a video to get the thing started. You may have seen this video, or I think it's the same video. Perhaps it is. Yeah, looks like it. It's been circulating on social media where the team put out, you know, about a 2-minute trailer video about the return to Washington, narrated, by the way, by Joe Theismann. Which was fun to see. Yeah, those memories are always great. And we've already played a couple of really, as I think my guy Alan said, spine-tingling cuts from some of those RFK intros from years ago. It'll be different. I mean, I think we're less than 10 years away from a Super Bowl in D.C. What's that going to be like? We'll probably have a draft here before then. What's it going to be like with 300,000 people for 3 straight days down on the mall, if they can even get the permitting for that? And then, you know, we're ready to go. All right, let's go out live to the press conference.
And the mayor is... Oh, there's Josh Harris, the team owner, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. And this is a triumphant stance. The mayor is walking in with her fist pump, applause, right. And people are standing up.
Still have to convince some council members, right, and some residents, but I suspect they will attempt to do some of that today with this announcement.
I want to welcome everybody this morning on a historic day. My name is Bram Weinstein. It is my honor to welcome you all here to the National Press Club on a historic moment for both the city of Washington, D.C., the region at large, and our beloved football team, the Washington Commanders. Yeah, sometimes a long, very long winding road will bring you home. And RFK Stadium was home for a very long time. There were legends that were made there that are here with us today. Hall of Famers like John Riggins and Daryl Green. A second Super Bowl MVP, Doug Williams. And of course, our legendary Hall of Fame coach, Joe Gibbs. Today is not only about the past, it's obviously about the future as well. So it's fitting that next to Joe Gibbs is our head coach, Dan Quinn, and our general manager, Adam Peters. Timeless memories were made at the RFK site, and that's what today is about, repeating that. Timeless future memories for our city and for our team. These individuals here in particular are ready and excited to share a very special announcement with both the D.C. residents, Commanders fans in the region, and of course around the world as well. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. The managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris. And the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. Woo! Been waiting a long time to say this, Madam Mayor. It is time for kickoff. So, Mayor Bowser, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Bram. Promise made? So, I want to start by saying... welcome home. Let's give our Commanders Harris a big Washington, D.C. welcome. Yeah. We are so happy to talk this morning about bringing our team home to the sports capital, back to RFK, where they belong. And I couldn't be more excited for our city, our team, and our fans. Josh and the entire team at the Commanders, thank you. We want to say thank you for not just buying our team, some would say saving our team, getting the team to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years. We want to thank you for making a transformational investment in Ward 7, in our city, especially now, a time where we need it the most. Commissioner, I know you can't have favorites, but we know where you grew up. And this is a big deal. I've been working on this for the 10 years that I've been mayor. And now we have the right partner at the right time. And Josh is someone who cares more than just about this franchise. He cares about doing the right thing. And he likes to win. You've heard me say that before. He knows how to put together a winning team. And throughout this process, it's been a cooperative one. We were joined in our goals to advance a deal that we could be proud of, a development that would serve the city for generations to come, and support the best professional sports franchise in the world. So when Josh talks about this, he very elegantly says that he wants to provide and do for the city and give the city what it deserves. And I agree. And I'd go a step further and say that right now, as our economy is shifting, is something our city really needs, because we need growth and we need jobs. We have 180 acres of opportunity on the banks of the Anacostia River. And we have, and I have to pause to acknowledge our Congresswoman and Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, who advanced a bipartisan effort to deliver that land to D.C. Thank you, Congresswoman Norton. Has been blighted and underutilized for too long. And what our deal with the Washington Commanders provides is the fastest and surest route to developing the RFK campus, and not just delivering sports and entertainment, but delivering housing, jobs, recreation, and economic development. We will be able to deliver thousands of homes here. It will deliver a world-class community-focused sportsplex for our kids. It will create park space and build out riverfront and trails. It's about creating jobs for DC residents and revenue that will support what all of our city needs, city services that have made us a growing city. We're going to be talking a lot about this project in the coming weeks and months, and it will be clear that this is a good deal for DC. It's a fantastic deal, a win-win-win for the city, the team, and the fans. So I want to say thank you for everyone that has been involved at this point. And before we take questions, I'll go through a quick list of thank yous. But I first want to introduce a person who has been a great part of the D.C. community in the time that he's joined. He has brought on local partners into the Commander's ownership that has meant a lot for us. And I see Mark Ein and Mitch Rails in the front row. Give them a big round of applause. These guys bet on D.C. a long time ago, and I am just so grateful for your partnership, Josh. And you have the floor. Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders.
You're listening to the live press conference downtown announcing the new stadium deal at RFK.
It's a great day in our process to bring the Commanders home. And, Mayor, thank you. I'm so appreciative for our partnership and everything you've done through this process. And, you know, this day is a testament to your leadership and the city's leadership. So thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to the council members that are here. We know you're going to be considering all this. And thank you for your partnership in helping us get to this historic moment. We know you have a bunch of work to do, and we're going to be there transparently providing all the information to you, Chairman Mendelson. I know you're not here with us today, but and the entire group of D.C. council members, so very much appreciative that you're here today to listen. And Roger, I know you're busy. Thank you for being here. It's very meaningful to have the commissioner of the NFL sitting side by side with us today. So today I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders are ready to make the single, and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in D.C. history. You know, one of my earliest memories was walking down East Capitol Street to RFK. I only knew one person, my Uncle Jerry, Robbie Miller sitting right there, who had tickets because there was a 25-year waiting list. And I got to go once or twice a year, but I watched every game intently. And I grew up watching the greats, whether it be Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer, Joe Theismann, Mark Rypien, the Hogs, Joe Gibbs, Art Monk, and three Super Bowls. Yeah. Yeah. We need one of those. And obviously, we're so honored to have Daryl, Doug, and John. Thank you all for being here today. And you're right there, I think. And Adam and Dan, no pressure. That was the Washington that I remembered. When on Sundays, everything stopped, everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium. And we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK that our fans will love, our opponents will fear. It'll be loud. We want to make it about football, but also about the city and the community. And we want to host the biggest and best events in the world. When our ownership group started on this journey 2 years ago, we laid out three clear priorities: build a championship caliber team, improve fan experience, and make a positive impact on this community. Today's announcement is a key part of that vision. Let's come home. This project is about so much more than building a stadium. It's about a once-in-a-generation opportunity to create a catalyst for long-term transformational economic growth here in D.C. That means thousands of new jobs, billions of new tax revenue, thousands of new homes, partnerships with local businesses, and the creation of about 90 acres of mixed-use development for our community. And you know what? The city of Washington and the DMV deserve it. Without exaggeration, this will be the best stadium in the country when it's built. in front of the Anacostia River, facing the Capitol and the Washington Monument.
I wonder if we should show a picture of it.
Show it up. And while today marks an exciting step towards bringing the commanders back to our spiritual home in D.C., I also want to recognize the incredible partnership we've built with Maryland and Virginia. In Maryland, where we currently play, and in Virginia, where we train, I just want to say that I'm particularly grateful to Governor Moore and the Maryland leadership for their support and shared belief in what we can achieve together at our current stadium site as we move where we play football games to new RFK. Thank you, Governor Moore, Maryland delegation. On a personal note, I am deeply humbled and grateful that God has allowed me to be part of this journey to help shape the next chapter for Commanders football, for DC, and for the entire DMV community. I'm also grateful to my family who's sitting here. Couldn't have done it without you, my wife Marjorie, Hannah, my brother Gabe, my mother Sylvia, Mama Commander.
Mama. I love it.
And I couldn't have done it without my partners, Mitch Rails, Mark Ein, Mr. Fallick, and others that I'm not sure if they want to be mentioned or not, so I'm not going to mention them, who are in the audience. I believe, and I know that Mayor Bowser believes, I know that you believe, in the power of this project to bring our city and this region together. We're excited to continue working with the council, the mayor, and the D.C. leadership in this community to shape the next chapter of RFK. RFK was the site of some of my earliest and most meaningful memories. I hope that many others will be able to create incredible memories of their own for generations to come. The future is very, very bright. Thank you for being here today, listening, and let's go get this done.
Let's get it done.
Thank you. It will take quite an investment in infrastructure because we're going to make that stadium shake once again.
Let's do it.
They know all about that. This also could be a crown jewel in making Washington the most powerful sports city in the world. And with that in mind, let me introduce NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who, like myself and like many of us in this room, grew up going to the old RFK Stadium. Commissioner.
You're listening to a live press conference downtown announcing the new RFK site here on the Team 980.
This is a very special day, one that many of us have been looking forward to many years. I'm excited to join the mayor and Josh to help announce the intention of the commanders to return to their historical site, their home in Washington, D.C. Thank you to Mayor Bowser for your leadership, extraordinary, and we're here and glad to support you, and of course to Josh for your incredible leadership. Under Josh's leadership, this team has become a playoff team in a very short period of time. With this stadium, it will also become a leader off the field too. The Commander's future is clearly a bright one. Today would not be possible without the help from Congress, who in passing the RFK bill late last year, and I want to thank Representatives Comer and Norton for sponsoring the bill and for the congressional leadership for passing the needed legislation to get us here today. I grew up in this district, as was mentioned before, attending games at old RFK Stadium. It was a special place. Many of my early memories as a football fan were formed there, watching the great teams and sharing the experiences with my family and the tremendous fans of this team. A generation of fans growing up rooting for the team did not have that experience, but the next ones will, and I could not be more excited for them. The stadium project announced today promises to be great for the fans, the team, and the district, and the NFL. It also makes us better as a club, as a league, and all of our clubs playing in a world-class stadium in front of passionate fans is one of our big objectives. We've seen throughout the country new stadiums transform communities. Since 2001, more than $32 billion has been invested in stadiums, and there are at least eight more projects underway, an estimated cost of $20 billion. This will be critical in revitalizing an area that has been dormant and undeveloped for nearly 30 years when the team first left. Here in the district, there will be billions of dollars invested in this area and economic activity that lifts up the city and generates jobs throughout the region. The NFL has a long history of investing in stadiums projects along with the home team, but all 31 teams will contribute along with Josh and his partners. This is an important project that the league recognizes, and we will be there to support. Once again, I want to thank the mayor and Josh for their incredible leadership. We look forward to working with you both. This project is important to us, and we recognize we will be supporting you throughout the city council process as well, and look forward to seeing you all on opening day.
Thank you, Roger. Yep. Give the commissioner a big round of applause. So let me just quickly mention some folks who have worked really long and hard to get us to this point. But I also want to emphasize that we have more work to do. And my team will stand ready to work with the members of the council, providing all of the information that they need. I want to recognize the council's chair for business and economic development, at-large council member Kenyon McDuffie. The host council member for RFK, and I told him he came in the door winning, council member Wendell Felder. The council member who has been my partner throughout my tenure for housing and making sure we deliver it, at-large council member Anita Bonds. Thank you for being here. Very quickly, I call them my big deal team because we do big deals here. And I asked this lady to join me when I became mayor 10 years ago. She thought she was retired, and she told me she would stay for a year. And 10 years later, she's here. And I want to thank Beverly Perry. I want to acknowledge our chief deal maker on this one, Saroj Odpadwala. The deputy mayor for economic development, Nina Albert. The city administrator for the district.
All right, we are going to take you to a break. We'll come back, and if there's a Q&A with the mayor and with Josh Harris and even the commissioner, we'll play some of that for you as well. You've been listening to the announcement on Washington's football team return to RFK here on the Team 980. All right, what's going on right now down there is the mayor and Josh Harris are thanking basically everybody in town, and certainly thanking people that could be of significance to them moving forward with this process. There was a quote by Roger Goodell that really summed up the last 27 years when he said, "A generation grew up without what he experienced as a fan at RFK Stadium, what Bram, you know, mentioned he experienced, what I did and many of you who are listening experienced, and my sons and many that have, you know, boys and girls, you know, ages, you know, early to mid-teens through their late 20s and into their early 30s. We basically went almost a generation and a half of missing out on what so many of us had a chance to experience. But he said a generation grew up without it, but the next one will be without it, but the next one will, as in they'll get to experience something great. You know, winning matters, but hopefully they can do that as well. All right, let's head back out there. They're taking some questions right now.
ESPN.
Okay.
Roger, real quick, how much does this increase the chances of getting a Super Bowl in D.C.?
Well, I didn't come here to announce that, but I would say dramatically.
Our next question, Sam Fortier of the Washington Post.
For all of you, when did this moment start to feel real, and what does it feel like right now?
Well, I'll start. I mean, obviously, this has been a vision of ours since we bought the team, bought the club. It was in our original plan. It's been a journey. It's been a process. I'd say, for me personally, it really started to get real in the last few weeks when the mayor, I think, shook me by and said, we got to get going, even though we were waiting around for some politics to occur. But it got real then, and we're so happy to be in partnership with the city and the NFL announcing it today.
For me, Sam, I knew once we got the land that we needed to be ready. And when I sat across the table from Josh, and we kind of had a time frame in mind that this had to get done, or we were both going to have to move on. He was going to have to move on from us, and we were going to have to move on from the team. And so once we established that, I already knew we had the best site. I knew we had the best site. And once I knew that he wanted to be back home, that we chartered a path to get there. So when we knew we had the land, we'd already been working on a pretty good plan, and now we're here.
I would just add very quickly, these projects are not easy projects to take on. They're complex. They involve a lot of decision making along the way. There are difficult periods, but I would fall back on the leadership of the mayor, who had the vision and the willingness to take this on. I think that does not happen in cities or states without that kind of a political leader standing up and saying this is good for our community, which we obviously agree. And of course, Josh, who understood not just the emotional reason for coming back to the district, but also this was really the right thing for this community. This will be a tremendous economic driver, but more importantly, I think it will send a signal to everyone in the world, frankly, of this community and the way they're going and the direction they're going.
Our next question, David Aldridge from The Athletic.
Thank you. For Josh and for Mayor Bowser, what assurances can you provide to local residents that they will not be overwhelmed by the new construction, the new projects, that they will be able to stay in the area and stay in the housing that they currently have? And for Roger, I wonder if the SoFi project in LA, is at all analogous to this in terms of the partnership that the Cronkies had with the city of Inglewood?
Well, thanks for that that question. And the good thing about this site is it was an NFL stadium there. The Washington football team played there for decades. And the transportation infrastructure exists. It is served by Metro. It's served by the highway. It's served by an expansive bus system. The difference between when the team last played and now is that there are many other modes that are available for people to travel there as well. What we've heard from the community is they're tired of the blight, and they want the 180-acre parcel to be brought back to life. So one advantage is that we won't just have what's there now, a sea of parking and a stadium. We're going to be able to have a wonderful mix of uses. I love that we can show a map that demonstrates all of the different parcels that will be engaged, that include entertainment, an entertainment district that has set aside park space, including the area that can't be developed right along the Anacostia River, and an entire recreation district that the district will populate with the existing fields in our sportsplex, and what we're calling the Kingman Park District, which will be largely residential. So this is what we promise to deliver, a mix of uses that includes an NFL stadium.
Yeah, David, the only thing I would add, and that's well said, is just that only 15%. Right now, there's a crumbling. I mean, we've walked around there a bunch of times, and there's nothing there, right? And it's just been that way since RFK closed in the 90s. And so now we're bringing this area back to life. We're activating the area. And the stadium itself is only 15% of the overall landmass. So, you know, obviously, you know, this is going to be a great thing for that area in terms of activating, you know, the Anacostia River. You can actually ride your bike from Nationals Park. It's a thing for the neighborhood. And so that's a big part of what we're doing.
David, I think you asked about analogous to other stadiums. I think Atlanta is a very interesting analogy also. I think Los Angeles clearly is. I think Detroit is. I think there are many cities where they have seen the value of the reinvestment into that community, a stadium being surrounded by a development such as this, that I think is very powerful, and they've all been successful. Both in, I think, the community's mind, most importantly, but also in our mind. But I also think they've been successful from an economic standpoint.
Our next question is from Stephen Wino of the Associated Press.
Josh, my question's for you. Obviously, I know you guys have been looking at sites in Maryland and Virginia in the district. How much of sort of your investment was for you guys, as Mitch and your ownership group, nostalgia about how much you guys as a team wanted to be back at the RFK site?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, look, we all grew up here, right? And we all were certainly touched by our experiences, but I think it was less nostalgia and more just a deep connection to understanding how important the location was. It's in the middle of, you've got, the DMV is obviously Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. D.C. happens to be in the middle. Obviously, we all experienced, you know, the rumbling of RFK and the centrality of that location in terms of its proximity to the seat of government and to businesses and being in the middle, as well as, you know, the experience of a city stadium, right? Like walking there, taking the metro, kind of the experience itself. So I think that all of those things contributed, but at the end of the day, it was the right thing. It was less nostalgia. It was more just the fact that we had grown up here gave us that vision to, you know, not look at the crumbling concrete that was there, but remember in our minds the vivid nature of what Washington football was all about and how it really brought a city that was socioeconomically, you know, distinct and challenged at that point. With lots of groups of people together, right? No matter where you were from, who you were, your race, color, religion, on Sundays you were a Washington football fan. And so that really did contribute to our focus on it and then, you know, kind of brought it to life. And then, look, let's face it, Washington is amongst, if not the most important city in the world. It's a gateway city for the United States of America. And you know, to have a stadium and a site, you know, where you can see the Washington Monument, you can see the Capitol. I remember watching on TV those shots and having John Madden talk about, we're here in the nation's capital, and there's the Washington Monument. There's the White House. There's the nation's capital. And then there's RFK, that bull, right? And so all that stuff was incredibly motivating to all of us.
Our next question is from Chick Hernandez of WUSA.
All righty then. You going to hold this?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I am capable. Commissioner, we've had 2 decades of darkness here with this franchise, and then it turned around. What's the league view of this franchise and what's taking place right now with this welcoming back home?
Yeah, I would say that the league view is incredibly positive. Josh coming in and I think making a commitment to this franchise that they were going to be one that this community would be proud of. Every owner that comes in hopes to have the winning tradition reestablished quickly. I think Josh may have been ahead of his timetable a little bit, but good for him. And I think it's
good GM and coach and quarterback.
Jaden helps, but he's got a great team over here. But I would say that we look at this as a very important football market. This has been one that we want to have, obviously, a sterling franchise in this community. We feel that we have that now. It's going in the right direction. I think the commitment by Josh and the city to bring the team back into D.C. is a really important one, I think emotionally, but also I think it signifies that they care about this community, they care deeply about it, and they're going to do the right things to make this franchise successful.
Our next question is from Rebecca Turco of WJLA 7.
Hi, good morning. This is a question for the mayor. The $202 million for infrastructure and the $89 million for the sports Plex. Can you explain why use taxpayer money for this? Why not pursue creative options like personal seat licenses, for instance?
Okay, so I think you've asked me about the public investment in the stadium. So what I hope has been made clear is that this is a massive investment and the largest private investment in the district's history. The Commanders will be committing $2.7 billion to building the stadium, $2.7 billion. So the total investment will be $3.6 billion. Our part of the investment will be $500 million to support horizontal stadium construction. And Events DC, as I mentioned, our partner, is partnering for parking in the sum of $181 million. And the district is also partnering in parking for a total of $175 million. At the end of the day, we will own both of the parking garages. And so in addition to that, as we have done with all public parcel development, we contribute to infrastructure development. Have the sum of $202 million listed there for roadways and transportation studies and the like that support bringing RFK to life. Very similar to what we're doing at McMillan or what we've done at St. Elizabeth's or what we've done at Walter Reed or what we've done at the adjacent Hill East, that the district goes in and supports infrastructure and works with a trusted development partner to build out. And that's how we expect to proceed here. As it relates to the Sportsplex, this is a long promise of mine. I think you know, 3 years ago, I made my first investment in the Sportsplex and our capital improvements plan. And we're coming back as part of this package to make sure we deliver it. You may not know this, but our kids right now leave school if they are indoor track athletes, for example, and they travel out of DC to go do track. Our gymnasts, they go around the region. Our cheerleaders don't have a place to cheer. So we need a world-class indoor sports facility, and we will invest in it at RFK.
Our next question is from Sam Collins of the Washington Informer.
Peace and blessings. Sam P.K. Collins of the Washington Informer. Madam Mayor, and anybody else who wants to answer, if we can just talk about, as it relates to the community benefits plan, what is the timeline of stakeholder engagement? How much in funds are we talking about being disbursed? And is this an arrangement that's happening in perpetuity or for a limited time?
Well, with all economic development projects, I start with this, and I've been involved with a lot over the years. The number one community benefit is what we will deliver on the site. So we will be able to deliver because of this catalytic anchor investment by the commanders between 5,000 and 6,000 units of housing. We will be able to deliver more hotels. We will be able to deliver more jobs. So those are the chief economic benefits. When we look at this, more than 16,000 jobs will be created and more than $20 billion in tax revenue over the period of this commitment. Those are the benefits. Additionally, we have laid out some pretty preliminary ideas with the team about other ways that the community will want to be involved in the site. I know I've had some preliminary conversations with members of the council. The team has had preliminary conversations with members of the council. And I expect those ideas will be fleshed out during the council process.
Our next question is from Mark Seagraves of NBC4.
Hey, good morning. Thanks very much. A question for you, Mayor Bowser, and a question for you, Mr. Harris. Mayor Bowser, I'm just wondering what you will say to residents at a time, you know, you're faced with an enormous uphill budget battle going forward, both in the 2025 and in the upcoming 2026, with the prospects of layoffs, cuts of services, and hundreds of millions of dollars cut from the out years in the budget. How do you justify, what do you say to residents who think this is not the right time to put hundreds of millions of dollars into this development when you're having to cut services and possibly furlough workers? And then, Mr. Harris, for you, you mentioned that through this you've learned a lot about the political process with the federal government. You're about to learn a lot about the political process with the D.C. Council. And I only see four council members here today. You're going to need seven votes. I'm wondering if what your plan, we saw what happened with Monumental in Virginia. I'm wondering what your plan B is and how serious you've negotiated with Maryland throughout this, if this deal falls through, if the D.C. Council fails to approve this.
So, Mayor Bowser, Mark, I want to make sure you're not confusing viewers. We're not talking about the CR-caused FY25 summer crises. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is our future. We're talking about our FY26 budget. And I'm advancing a balanced FY26 budget. That is both focused on right-sizing spending, for sure, but it is also making some big, bold investments in growth. Yeah. Now is not the time where our economy is shifting. You know what our job is right now? Our job is to replace economic activity for 40,000 people. If we don't make some change, they may not have their jobs. If we don't make some change, they may not live here. So our job is to advance a budget that is bold and that invests in growth. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about all of that growth agenda. But it starts with a catalytic investment at RFK. We cannot leave. If you need to add revenue, as we do, you can't leave 180 acres vacant. If you need to add jobs, as we do, you cannot wait for an anchor to show up to start developing there. When you need to attract business, you have to be about business. So we're going to be talking about FY26. Now, the Congress still has to fix FY25. Because if they don't, because your question is a serious one. I call it a fake budget crisis because we have the money. So if we have to cut services because they don't fix their SNAP food, then that's a problem. But, you know, we're going to keep pushing it. But we can't stuck because no matter what happens with FY25, FY26 is coming. And so we're going to have at the end of FY30, or the beginning of FY30, a new stadium. We're going to have it.
I think that this is an incredible ROI for the city of D.C., the local community around the stadium. The mayor has done an amazing job at negotiating on behalf of the city, but also becoming a partner with us in an investment that is going to create like billions of tax revenue, thousands of jobs, a whole new community, and tie together the city. I look forward to continuing my engagement and intensifying my engagement with the council, both Ward 7, but also the broader D.C. Communities and the people that are representing the broader D.C. community, and being super transparent, giving them the details.
All right, that was the mayor there at the end, making the pitch that she will continue to make, especially with those that push back on it, and it sounded pretty good. We'll follow up on this, and if you want to weigh in, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Looks like the stadium will be built on the RFK site. Do you like it? Don't you like it? Why not? Have at it. Ben Standing later on next hour. We'll get back to the draft. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the team980.com.